And another story, almost exactly 250 years ago to the day, that an astronomer on Captain Cook's first voyage to Aotearoa observed Mercury passing over the Sun, the rare celestial event has taken place again. Keen astronomers spent the night stargazing at Mercury Bay in the Coromandel until dawn, when the tiny disk of Mercury crossed the Sun. Dr. Ian Griffin is an astronomer and the Otago Museum Director. Morena, are you tired but happy?
Oh, yes, Morena, Kim. Yeah, just absolutely ecstatic after a brilliant viewing of the transit this morning. I think half the population of Cook's Beach rocked up, so well over 150 people were there to enjoy the sight.
And how were they all watching it?
Well, we had very special telescopes, and thanks to a grant we got as part of this two-year 250 lottery program that managed this whole process, we had quite enough telescopes for everybody to enjoy views of the sun, very safe views of the sun, and everybody got to see this little tiny silhouette moving across the sun's disk.
Now, this happens, you know, 13 or 14 times a century.
That's right, yes. They're not that rare.
No. So why are you so excited?
Well, what's particularly interesting, I think, is that the transit of Mercury was observed by Cook and his astronomer Green on their first visits.
So it's an historic anniversary of the Mercury crossing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that particular observation was the very first time, I think, telescopes were used in New Zealand. And very interestingly, we see it 250 years later, but through a completely coincidental complexity of maths and resonance, there's going to be another transit of Mercury on the 500th anniversary in 2269. So it's kind of marking the pulses of the first contact between Pākehā and Māori. And I think it's an opportunity, you know, here we are 250 years since first contact, to look back and, you know, mistakes were made in the past. This transit, we had all members from lots of different communities on the beach at Cook's Beach enjoying the phenomena, and who knows where we can go if we work together for the next 250 years.
What more, I'm trying to think of a concise way to say this, but to hell with it, what more could you see that Captain Cook couldn't have seen with the equipment he had?
Well, we had incredible technology. We were able to observe this morning, for example, in a very narrow band of hydrogen light, so we could see prominences on the sun, which Cook and Green could never have seen, because my understanding is that their telescopes were protected by basically hot candle wax darkening on a piece of glass to protect the eye. So we were much safer, but we could see a lot more detail. And it was really incredible to see these young kids and old people from this part of the Coromandel really coming together and enjoying the sight. And it was quite astonishing. And I say, I feel quite ecstatic at having seen this and having seen the excitement in the community.
Good. I'm glad. Thank you, Dr. Ian Griffin, astronomer and the Otago Museum Director.